the B-I-B-L-E, huh? That's just that those little words mean so much, because that's what we stand upon. Wow, what an honor it is just to be in His presence. I tell you what, worshiping Him is, it's so amazing and it's so wonderful. And I just love every opportunity that we get to just to come in His presence and to worship Him, you know, for His love. It definitely makes it worth it all. Definitely makes it worth it all. And that, you know, it's that song, it really hits me when that one verse when it says, no turning back, that I made up my mind. I tell you what, it brings back memories. I mean, you know, it does something to tell you when you choose that rough path sometimes, you know. Got the text from Pastor late last night that he wasn't going to be here. So I like try to text Brother Troy and say, man, hope Brother Troy answers. He's going to get Sunday morning. Then find out he wasn't here this morning. But on the way coming home last night, you know, sometimes we just need a little remembrance. You know, I have that CD of the pastors ministering to everybody, and I don't ever think I took it out of the CD player of the truck. I listened to it constantly. And last night, when Pastor sent that text and I couldn't get in touch with Brother Troy, I said, well, here we go. I knew Brother Herman had last Sunday, Brother Chaz got tonight, so it only leaves you. So I said, all right, well, here we go. I got to listen to this to remind me. So I played it a couple times coming from Bell Chase, and it's just, you know, when he says, you've been groomed and picked, not by me, but by the Spirit of the Lord, you know, to stand in this place. And it's an honor and a privilege to be here to share the word that he gave me coming down last night. Just little things. And I just give him all the praise and the glory and the honor because he's been so good. You know, he's been good to me, not just because everything is going so good with me right now, but he reminded me of about the 8 or 9 years when I got out of his presence, how he was good to me then. He kept me because, man, it was so many days and so many nights. I know if the devil would have his way that there's no way possible I would have been here to worship him and to share this message, to share his word. You know, that's what his goodness meant to me. I mean, and I'm glad that he reminded me of that last night. For 8 or 9 years, he was good to me. He kept his hand of protection upon me. And wow, you know, and I thanked him last night coming down here because God, you're so amazing for keeping me. When you had every reason. Who would have blamed you if, you know, something would have happened to me? Because you didn't leave me. I chose to leave you. I chose to get out of your will. And you kept me. And, oh, man, I was in awe coming back home last night. And I thank him. But, you know, we've seen throughout the scripture that, you know, how he showed deliverance for a lot of people. A lot. You know, and to deliver is to set free or liberate, to release or save. You know, God told Noah in Genesis 7 to build an ark. You know, he was going to save him. He was going to deliver him from the flood. He delivered Samson in Judges 15. And God delivered the Israelites from Pharaoh. And I'm going to read that in Exodus 18, 10 through 11. It says, so Jethro said, blessed be the Lord who delivered you from the head of the Egyptians, from the hand of the Egyptians and from the hand of Pharaoh, and who delivered the people from under the hand of the Egyptians. Now I know that the Lord is greater than all gods. Indeed, it was proven when they dealt proudly against the people. He delivered David, not only from the Philistine, but from the paw of a lion and from a bear. In 1 Samuel 17, 37. It says, and David said, the Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear. He will deliver me from the hand of the Philistine. And Saul said to David, go, and may the Lord be with you. You know, there may be times that we feel like we under a paw of a lion or a bear. But I tell you what, we have a God that if we just stay faithful to him and trust him, he will deliver us. And I so love this one right here. It's Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in Daniel 3, 19 through 30. It says, then Nebuchadnezzar was filled with wrath, and his facial expression was altered towards Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He answered by giving orders to heat the furnace 7 times more than it was usually heated. Boy, I tell you what, sometimes we feel like we're in that furnace. It gets hot. And he commanded certain valiant warriors who were in his army to tie up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in order to cast them into the furnace of blazing fire. Then these men were tied up in their trousers, their coats, their caps, and other clothes, and were cast into the midst of the furnace of blazing fire. Remember what they were tied up. Their trousers, they was fully clothed. For this reason, because the king's command was great, was urgent, and the furnace had been extremely hot, the flame of the fire slew those men who carried up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. But these 3 men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell into the midst of the furnace of blazing fire, still tied up. Then Nebuchadnezzar, the king, was astounded and stood up in haste. He said to his high officials, was it not 3 men we cast bound into the midst of the fire? They replied to the king, certainly, O God, O king. He said, look, I see 4. I see 4 men loose and walking about in the midst of the fire without harm. And the appearance of the 4th is like a son of the gods. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the door of the furnace of blazing fire. He responded and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, come out, you servants of the Most High God, and come here. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came out of the midst of the fire. The satraps, the prefects, the governors, and the king's high officials gathered around and saw in regard to these men that the fire had no effect on their bodies of these men, nor were the hair of their heads singed, nor were their trousers damaged, nor had the smell of the fire come upon them. Nebuchadnezzar responded and said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and delivered his servants who put their trust in him. Violating the king's command and yielding up their bodies so as not to serve or worship any god except their own God. Therefore, I make a decree that any people, nation, or tongue that speaks anything of defense against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be torn limb from limb and their houses reduced to a rubbish heap, inasmuch as there is no other God who is able to deliver in this way. Then the king called Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to prosper in the province of Babylon. He knew that there was no other God but the one true, mighty, our Elohim that can do that for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. The fire was 7 times hot that the men that went to go put them in there died. And here they are, them 3 standing in the midst of this fire, walking around, unbound. Clothes still look brand new. I don't know, they might have had a suit on. I don't know, but didn't even scorch. Didn't even smell the smoke. And he said in 29 again that therefore I make a decree that any people, nation, or tongue and speak anything of defense against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be torn from limb to limb, and their houses reduced to a rubbish heap, inasmuch as there is no other God who is able to deliver them in this way. Wow. You know, sometimes we might feel like we're in that fire, you know, and we should live That way other people see, if they see a lot of heat coming on us, how we react. You know, who we going to trust? Who we going to turn to? You know, to our one true Most High. And in chapter 4, 1 through 3, it says, Nebuchadnezzar the king, to all the people, nations, and men of every language that live in all the earth, may your peace abound as it has seemed good to them. Oh, thank you. It's hot up here. I feel like I'm in some fire. But God's good. Don't mind me sweating. Start with verse 1 again. Nebuchadnezzar the king, to all the people, nations, and men of every language that live in all the earth, may your peace abound. It has seemed good to me to declare the signs and wonders which the Most High God has done for me. And I like verse 3. He says, how great are his signs, how mighty are his wonders. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and his dominion is from generation to generation. That means generation from generation. That means from their generation to ours right now. He's still king, and his kingdom is still everlasting. And he also delivered Daniel from the lion's den. Daniel 6, 16 through 22. It says, then the king gave orders, and Daniel was brought in and cast out into the lion's den. The king spoke and said to Daniel, your God, whom you constantly serve, will himself deliver you. He already knew. He already knew. He knew that whatever he did to Daniel, that Yahweh would definitely deliver him. He said, a stone was brought and laid over the mouth of the den. And the king sealed it with his own signet ring and with the signet rings of his nobles, so that nothing would be changed in regard to Daniel. Then the king went off to his place and spent the night fasting, and no entertainment was brought before him. As he slept, fled from him. Then the king arose at dawn and break of day and went at haste to the lion's den. When he had come near the den to Daniel, he cried out with a troubled voice. The king spoke and said to Daniel, Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God, whom you constantly serve, been able to deliver you from the lions? Then Daniel spoke to the king, O king, live forever. My God has sent his angel and shut the lion's mouth, and they have not harmed me, inasmuch as I was found innocent before him, and also toward you, O king. I have committed no crime. And when I read, when I had read verse 22, I thought about, you know, those 8 or 9 years that I was making reference of this morning, just a few minutes ago, how he said that he shut the lion's mouths and they have not harmed me. You know, and that's what he did for me. Because there is no doubt in my mind that that was lions. Lions that was by all means trying to harm me. And, you know, like I said, and I wasn't even in his will, but that's how good and merciful he is, that he shut lions' mouths and kept us. You know, he's so awesome. What a wonderful, wonderful Father. 2 Samuel 22, 1 through 7. I have a few scriptures, as always. 2 Samuel 22, 1 through 7. It says, and David spoke the words of this song to the Lord in the day that the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul. He said, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold and my refuge, my Savior, you saved me from violence. I will call upon the Lord, who is so worthy to be praised, and I am saved from my enemies. For the waves of death encompass me, the torrents of destruction overwhelm me, the cords of Sheol surrounded me, and the snares of death confronted me. In my distress, I call upon the Lord. Yes, I cry to my God, And from his temple he heard my voice, and my cry for help came to his ears. Wow. You know, right when we think that our crying and our prayers is for some reason, like he's not answering them or not hearing them, you know, he's right there. And it goes to his ears and he hears them. We just have to stay faithful. Stay faithful, because he's going to do what he said he would do, no doubt. 2 Samuel 22, 18 through 20. It said, he delivered me from my strong enemy, from those who hated me, for they were too strong for me. They confronted me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my support. He also brought me forth into a broad place. He rescued me because he delighted in me. You know, and that's how I felt for those years, that, you know, the enemy, he was too strong for me. And when I realized that I couldn't do it, but I also knew the one who could. You know, and I thank him for these scriptures that he gave me. Man, I tell you what, God is so good, so good. 2 Samuel 22, 29 through 30. If you want to read the whole chapter of 22 is good. You can read it if you want. But I just picked out some scriptures as I was going through it that, you know, that he dealt with me on pertaining to that time of my life where he kept me from the snares of the devil. 29 through 30. It says, for you are my lamp, O Lord, and the Lord illuminates my darkness. For by you I can run upon a troop. By my God I can leap over a wall. As for you, God, his way is blameless. The word of the Lord is tested. He is a shield to all those who take refuge in him. You know, we sometimes reference that wall, you know, that the enemy tries to put up. But, you know, like it says in 30, for by God I can leap over that wall. I thank him. In 22:48 through 51, it says, the God who executes vengeance for me and brings down people under me, who also brings me out from my enemies, you even lift me above those who rise up against me. You rescue me from the violent man. Therefore, I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the nations, and I will sing praises to your name. He is a tower of deliverance to his king and shows loving kindness to his anointed, to David and his descendants forever. And David's descendants will be us again. Psalms 3, 1 through 8. It says, O Lord, how my adversaries have increased. Many are rising up against me. Many are saying of my soul, there is no deliverance for him in God. I wonder if anybody ever heard that. But you, O Lord, are a shield about me, my glory and the one who lifts my head. I was crying to the Lord with my voice, and he answered me from his holy mountain. I lay down and slept. I awoke, for the Lord sustains me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people who have set themselves against me around about. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for you have smitten all my enemies on the cheek. You have shattered the teeth of the wicked. Salvation belongs to the Lord. Your blessing be upon your people. Psalms 18, 17 through 19, and 46 through 48. He delivered me from my strong enemy and from those who hated me, for they were too mighty for me. They confronted me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my stay. He brought me forth also into a broad place. He rescued me because he delighted in me. 46 through 48. The Lord lives, and blessed be my rock, and blessed be my rock, and exalted be the God of my salvation, the God who executes vengeance for me and subdues people under me. He delivers me from my enemies. Surely you lift me above those who rise up against me and rescue me from the violent man. Psalms 22, 4 and 5. In you our fathers trusted. They trusted you, and you delivered them. To you they cried out and were delivered. In you they trusted and were not disappointed. God is not a disappointing father. He will never disappoint us. Never, never, never. Us as humans, you know, we disappoint people. We do it. We let people down. We make a promise, but we break it. Not all the time. We can't hold a promise. So we let people down. But, that, you know, God said he'll never, 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 never disappoint us. He's always, he will carry out every single promise that he says. And it's right here in his word. He says it in his word. And I thank him that he's so, so good that we can count on him in everything that we ask. If we stay faithful to him. We have to stay faithful. Psalms 34, 4 through 6. 4 and 6. We can read 5 too. I sought the Lord and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked to him and were radiant, and their faces will never be ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of his troubles. If you have a little fear, cry, ask him. He'll deliver you from your fears. Always will. Psalms 34, 17 through 19. It says, a horse is a false hope for victory, nor does it deliver anyone by its great strength. Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who hope for his loving kindness, to deliver their soul from debt and to keep them alive in famine. And look, read 20. Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. Psalms 116, 1 through 6. It says, I love the Lord because he hears my voice and my supplications, because he has inclined his ear to me. Therefore, I shall call upon him as long as I live. The cords of debt encompassed me, and the terrors of Sheol came upon me. I found distress and sorrow. Then I called upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech you, save my life. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yes, our God is compassionate. The Lord preserves the simple, and I was brought low, and he saved me. Isaiah 27, 1 through 6. You know, this is the last reading that I have, but, you know, it was just that little ride home when he brought back to remembrance the 8 or 9 years that, you know, he kept me. And that's what this message, you know, that's what all these scriptures pretty much is about. That, you know, it was tough. It was rough. It was like, you know, like he said in his word that they was too strong for me personally. I couldn't do it. You know, but he was there for me. And I tell you what, every scripture that I read, it was overwhelming this morning. I got up real early this morning and you start searching these scriptures. As I went to bed last night, it was his goodness that was on my mind all night long. I just thought about, not all night long, but you know, when I wake up, turning or whatever, it was in my head. God, his goodness, his goodness, his goodness. And I got up real early this morning. I was like, man, God, you're so good. You know, you delivered me. You kept me. And I just went through these scriptures, and it's so amazing. You know, this was my life. The 8 or 9 years that I lived, it was rough. And he kept me and delivered me from the enemy. I tell you what, he's so good. In Isaiah 27:1-6, it said, in that day, the Lord will punish Leviathan, the fleeing serpent, with his fierce and great and mighty sword, even Leviathan, the twisted serpent, and he will kill the dragon who lives in the sea. In the day of vineyard of wine, sing of it. I, the Lord, am its keeper. I watered it every moment so that no one will damage it. I guard it night and day. I have no wrath. Should someone give me briars and thorns in battle, then I would step on them. I would burn them completely, or let them rely on my protection. Let them make peace with me. Let him make peace with me. In the days to come, Jacob will take root. Israel will blossom and sprout, and they will fill the whole world with fruit. You know, he says, I, the Lord, am its keeper. He was my keeper. He watered me every moment. He watered it. Even when I didn't deserve to be watered, he was watering me. Because he knew that one day, 3 years ago, maybe 4 years, faithful now, that this knucklehead would get it right. He knew it. He seen that. And, you know, like I said, in those 8 or 9 years when I didn't deserve to be watered, he was watering me. And I didn't even know it. You know, I was running crazy. Wow. I didn't care what people said. I didn't care what they think. And that's how I need to think now. We don't care what people say. If I didn't care back then when I was in the world, there's no way I should care right now what they say. They might call us foolish, but I'd rather be foolish now than miss the mark later on and be foolish later. So I'll take all the y'all crazy, y'all a cult, whatever you want to call us. Well, let's go. We're going to be our cult because he watered us so that no one would damage it. I guarded night and day. Night and day he guarded me. When I slept, the nights I didn't sleep, I had some nights where I didn't sleep, and he kept me. He protected me from damaging me, and I just thank him. Thank y'all for coming out this morning, for listening to this. You know, the devil, as soon as I got this text, he started throwing these little thoughts in my head about, you know, you're not going long. There you go with your little 30 minutes message or whatever. And I just had to block that out. I had to, yeah, well, you know, whatever you say, 30 minutes is better than no minutes. It's 30 minutes that he gave me. You know what I'm saying? So I just thank him for these 30 minutes. I know they're going to get longer. It's just progress. But I thank y'all for coming out and listening to this. You know, let's stand this morning. I'm just going to say a little quick prayer for thanking him. You got something? Yeah, you can dismiss.
Well, hallelujah. We have somebody in here who's going off to college, so we're going to call up here. We're going to get Kim to come up here, and we're going to pray for her, because we know that the devil, he's building something out there. It's a counterfeit kingdom, and it looks like the real thing, but it's not. So we want to make sure that she's covered in prayer, that she don't buy into it, and I don't believe she will. I believe she's been here long enough. She's rooted and grounded. She's been through some stuff just like all of us. She's seen it. And so we're going to pray for her. If anybody wants to come up and come up here, we'll pray for her. And
thank you, thank you, thank you. What a wonder you are. Protection.
Yes, Father, we thank you for Kim, Lord. We thank you for preserving her, Father, all them years, Lord, that you protected her just like you protected us, Father. We thank you for it, Lord. We pray for her right now, Father, that you would give her wisdom and knowledge and understanding, Lord, on how to decipher what's counterfeit, Lord, and what's real, Father. And we thank you for it, Lord. We ask, Lord, that you would give a passion and a burning desire like never before, Lord, to honor you, Father, and to seek your ways, Lord. And we pray for her mind, Father, that you would protect her mind, Lord, from all the traps, the snares of the enemy, Father. We know, Lord, she's going into a battleground, Father. All kind of stuff there in them colleges, Lord. And we ask you, Father, that you would protect her from it. In Jesus' name, give her strength, Father. Give her wisdom and knowledge beyond her years, Lord. That it would be a short period for her, Father, because she would pass everything, Lord, the first time, Father. And that she would retain it in Jesus' name, Lord. And we just pray that hedge of protection around her. In Jesus' name. Thank you. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for today, Lord. Thank you for the word that's come forth, Lord. Thank you for using Brother Josh, Lord, the way you do, Father. We're thankful for him and his wife, Lord.